Welcome to day 4. Eliminate fear. Fears are nothing more than a state of mind. Napoleon Hill. To this point, we have focused on the mental challenges that people face in determining what they want out of life and the person they must become to achieve it. Now comes the true test, action. Before we run out to conquer the world, there is one thing we need to address, fear. Fear can actually serve a purpose if we understand what it is, where it comes from, and how to overcome it. Most people believe their visions are just outside their reach, that their dream is bigger than their ability. As was mentioned at the end of an earlier session, your only real requirement is to only be strong and of a good courage. Face it, fear is part of life. No one is fearless. Many people who appear fearless are able to manage fear with quick thoughts, decisions, and actions. The difference between a coward and a brave man is that the brave man is not paralyzed by fear. Fear ensures that we think of all the possibilities an action might bring, but it should never stop us from taking action. Many fears come by trying to leap into success too quickly. Diving in without all the facts makes us fall short and even makes us look foolhardy. We try getting rich quick through schemes and investing in vehicles we don't understand. The result is perceived failure, when indeed the idea or concept would have worked had you been more aware of the pitfalls. This leads to bad experiences, which makes you even more fearful of another attempt. Action is best taken in a series of progressive steps. The way may be paved with fear, but since moving forward is based on assessing all the given facts about a situation, fear can serve to make us wiser than if we acted bravely, but foolishly. Components of fear. To tackle fear, you have to know what it consists of. If you search deep down, your fears are made up of 3 components. Understanding the root causes of fear will give you the insight to conquer it. Most fears are built from present circumstances, past experiences, and self-image. Number 1, let's look at present circumstances. People will look for every excuse for why they can't achieve and live the life of their dreams. They may have every advantage necessary to move forward, but will focus only on areas of deficiency. This form of self-sabotage creates the illusion that fate is against them. They are looking to place blame for their condition on outside influences, and they never have to face the fact that they are responsible for their outcomes. The most common of these present circumstance excuses? Lack of resources, money, people, technology, etc. Physical issues such as age, race, sex, etc. Lack of knowledge, education, or experience. Lack of talent, gifts, background, and previous successes. Lack of desire. Fear destroys ambition and creates inaction. In your present circumstance are all the things you need to meet every challenge. In short, you are equipped for success. Your fears present the first opportunity to discover what it is you need in order to have victory. Number 2, past experiences. Past experiences provides you with the most convenient and compelling excuse for why you will not even try to succeed. History is indeed the best teacher of what we did wrong, but it's also a reminder of what we did right. For Thomas Edison, thousands of failures with the light bulb were just enough. Most people need to try something 3 to 5 times before getting it right. Persistence is the key. Have a conversation with someone who is gun-shy about giving something another go, and they'll likely describe something that can be tied to the past with 2 simple statements. They have tried and failed, or watched others try and fail. Understand that your history is not your destiny. It is time to try again with a new frame of reference and a resolve to succeed. Number 3, self-image. Of the components of fear, self-image can be the most difficult to correct. These are fears and doubts created between the ears. Some people will meditate on every possible reason they are not worthy to succeed, and most of them have nothing to do with the facts. Even with the advantages of resources, education, and ideas, the insecure person will fail. However, once corrected, a powerful self-image will make up for any issues in the first two components of fear. There are countless testimonies of people who have overcome true obstacles because they had a commanding self-image. They would not be refused due to a lack of resources, physical challenges, or previous failures. What is the key to building a strong self-image? Controlling your thoughts, words, and actions are the key to destroying old images and replacing them with the correct ones. Once fear has been broken down into one of these three components, it is more easily managed. Fear is a defense mechanism against acting foolishly, but ultimately, it is just false evidence appearing real. The key is to bring negative thoughts of fear into captivity, where you can keep an eye on them. Fears left to run wild will devour you and your dream. Think about your major fears for each of the Fab Five. Look at your present, past, and inner self to see what really keeps you from taking action. Once you discover the answers, you will be in a better position to handle fear. Our exercises tonight are designed to help you learn more about yourself and the fears that keep you from living the life you described in great detail over the last couple of days. If you're still anxious, don't worry, no pun intended. We have just begun to fight fear. Remember, only be strong and of a good courage. Addressing fears sends a message to the triune mind that you are looking for an answer and that you will act on that answer when it arrives. The superconscious mind knows the answer and is waiting for you to demand that it be revealed. Stepping out in faith is the key that unlocks the vault of universal answers. Fear is a defense mechanism against acting foolishly, but it is ultimately, once again, just false evidence appearing real.